What good news. And if you're like me, that's what you want these days, is some good news. You may have stopped watching the news because good news didn't seem to be anywhere on your TV, on your news feed, on your app, or wherever you might read your news. Good news is seems scarce in today's world. But this is the best news that we could ever receive. The good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, being born in a manger stall. So we take a deep breath and realize that this story, this ancient story, is not a dead story. It is a living story of good news for us even today. And I have heard over and over again, we're all looking to 2021 and hoping that it is a better year than 2020. But we can't predict one way or another what one year is going to bring. Whether every year will have joy, every year will have sorrow, every year will have complications. Every year is a year here on earth where we struggle with the things of the world. But the story tonight, the good news tonight, is about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is the story of God incarnate, God with us in flesh here on earth, to show us that being human and being divine are not two separate things. It's one thing in this babe. But being human, God loves humanity. Being divine, God is saying he has a plan and a purpose and a promise for that humanity. And I want us to think about that good news and who it got given to the first time good news got given to anyone. The first time it was given to shepherds. Now, shepherds weren't rich people. Most of them were hired. Most of them were there in the cold and the wet and the night, doing what they were called to do, doing what they were paid to do, caring for sheep. They weren't rich. They might have even been a little dirty, hanging out there in the desert. And there came these angels and proclaimed this good news. They were a people who were oppressed. You heard about the taxation. You know, they were a people who had a Roman authority over them. This was not a pretty picture of their world. They might have had news feeds that had a lot of bad news as well, if they had news feeds. But this was good news, that the promise made in Isaiah, that the promise made by God had come to earth, had been born in a manger. And Joseph and Mary were two ordinary people. They weren't rich and wealthy kings and queens to bear the Prince of Peace. They were like you and like me, human beings who said, yes, here I am, when God called on them. Who said, yes, we will cradle this life. We will care for this innocent baby who is the hope of the world. Can you imagine God bringing hope to the world in a baby? In a baby? Defenseless baby? But that is how the hope of the world came into the world. Through a woman's womb, into a cradle, was threatened with life and death because of Herod, and they had to escape. God came in a defenseless place to offer us the best news we could ever have. That love wins. That we can have hope in a future of the kingdom of earth as it is in heaven. God's redemptive act is for everyone. Is for everyone. And I want you to pay attention to what happened when the shepherds heard that good news. They went to see what had happened. They went to see the baby. And we've all done those Christmas pageants. And some of us have been Mary. Some of us have been Joseph. Some of us have been the shepherds. And we've had wise people, not always males. It was whoever we could cast. But they always got to the baby. And that was the most exciting thing to do, was to get to the baby. And when these shepherds got to the baby, the child lying in the manger, What did they do? They shared their story. They witnessed to the giving of the good news by the angels, so that everyone around them was amazed. But Mary pondered it in her heart. And then what did the shepherds do? They went back to where they were working. And then we hear that they told others all the things that they had heard and seen. And they were praising God endlessly, because they understood in that crying little baby, the redemption of the world was there, wrapped in cloth. We do not have to worry. We do not have to fear. That's what the angels told them, fear not. We do not have to fear about our future if our future is connected to the one who calls us into a loving relationship as his children. God with us. Emmanuel. That is the beauty of this day. God incarnate. Born this night. So that we could have hope. We could have love. And the world would know peace. It is good, good news. It is the only good news that we should carry and share with others. That God loves us. Each and every one of us loves us enough to come into the world as a harmless baby, as a defenseless baby, so that we would know how much we were loved. Share the good news in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to offer our blessing and are sending forth, and then we are going to sing together Silent Night. And this is where I hope that all of you at home and everyone here has a candle, so that we have those wonderful Don't Drip Wax on the Pews candles to sing Silent Night. I might darken the lights a little bit, so if it's not anything going on with the internet, if it gets a little bit dark in here. So I offer this blessing, and I pray that in the midst of all of the anxiety you have over a pandemic, over political issues, over whatever issues are holding tight on your heart, that you let them go. Let this night be the night where we celebrate the good news that God loves us enough to come to earth as a baby.